With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Most students are heading back to school today. The school district of Rhinelander pushed back the start a week because of ongoing construction. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
When Rhinelander voters passed a $26 million capital referendum in 2024, it gave the staff in the school district of Rhinelander a rare opportunity. They got to design science and tech ed classrooms to fit the needs of the curriculum. High school principal Shane Dornfeld said teachers worked closely with the architect to create practical spaces like one of the recently renovated biology rooms at the high school for the new veterinarian class.
And there's a new exterior door that they put in right in there too, so that they can get small animals in from the outside and right into the room.
Or like the auto labs, which are still being built. They'll have more lifts and a larger space to accommodate more students and bigger vehicles.
We can work on cars, trucks, things like that in the class. They also work on boats, motorcycles, snowmobiles, all that sort of thing in the lab here. So this will afford us plenty of room to work in all those classes.
They actually made it tall enough, right, to bring in a truck, a semi.
So if we ever got into diesel mechanics, so again, thinking about future things.
The renovations at the high school are a combination of needed upgrades like technology changes in the science and tech ed labs, as well as demand from the students and the community, according to Superintendent Eric Burke.
A big piece of the referendum was having the budget to be able to buy the equipment that's going to help set up our kids for employers and the skills that they need for the future.
Most of the spaces being renovated haven't been updated since 1958.
It's really cool to think about how this is going to impact now, but, you know, into the future. You know, there's going to be many, many hundreds and thousands of kids that are going to benefit from the community supporting this project.
The science labs will be ready for the start of the new school year. The tech ed additions are expected to be completed around December, so students can start the new semester there when the current lab's renovation starts. Construction is expected to wrap up in July. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Backpacks help kids haul around the supplies they need for school, but too much weight can cause problems. Nate Mayday, a physical therapist with Aspirus Health, encourages caregivers to help kids develop good habits. There are some signs of possible problems with backpacks.
If they start to change how they're walking, if they're starting to complain about either the neck or the back more than they're used to, kids are doing a lot throughout a regular day as far as sports, activities during school. So it's really hard to stem it exactly from backpack issues, but just kind of keeping an eye out for your kid.
How you wear a backpack makes a big difference.
Try to keep everything tucked close to your body. We don't want things sagging like probably, you know, a handful of inches below your waistline here. We have those reducer straps on backpacks. We talk about the pads. We want to keep things equal, high and tight, we'll say. And then every ounce counts. You know, we can take backpacks away from even students and go from people that hike, hunt, fish, canoe, all that stuff. But weight is a massive thing.
Mayday says to choose a good backpack and make sure it fits well. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. This year's wild rice crop in northern Wisconsin appears likely to be lower than last year. That follows a pattern seen in recent years. Crop estimates can now be done using satellite imagery. The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says imagery suggests that surface coverage of rice is 18% less than last year. Researchers say annual wild rice production across the region is strongly linked to climate and weather events over the previous year. Wild rice harvesting is open to all Wisconsin residents with a wild rice harvester license. Wild rice maturity typically ranges from late August through mid-September, but varies between water bodies and rice beds. Wisconsin advocates for early childhood education and working families are pushing for Congress to pass a bill that would lower the cost of child care in Wisconsin and across the country. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Child Care for Working Families Act would ensure that families spend no more than 7% of their income on child care. By that standard, more than 90% of Wisconsin families cannot afford child care for an infant. Paul Drew with Wisconsin Early Childhood Association shared her personal experience with figuring out how to afford care for her youngest child.
The cost of childcare then was more than our mortgage payment, and we were definitely making other decisions of what not to do with our finances in order to be able to afford the necessities, and I would really consider childcare as being a necessity.
Currently, infant care in Wisconsin costs more than in-state public college tuition. The bill, which is currently stalled in Congress, also recognizes the need for additional resources to open more childcare programs, particularly in rural areas, and to properly compensate early educators who earn an average of about $14 per hour. I'm Judith Ruiz, Branch reporting.
A wrong-way drunk driver picked up in Lincoln County told deputies he was too drunk to do a field sobriety test. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office got a report of a vehicle driving the wrong way on Highway 51 in the town of Merrill Saturday. A 52-year-old man from Tomahawk was stopped by deputies who noticed signs of impairment. When asked to do field sobriety tests, the man couldn't, saying he was too drunk. He was taken into custody for third offense operating while intoxicated, tampering with an ignition interlock device, and driving the wrong way on a divided highway. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.